Cheerio.
Cheerio.
Okay, we'll, as we always say for everything, even for a football match, we'll be back.
We'll be back, exactly.
We'll be back, and we'll fight it too.
Tell me, Mary, how did the Christmas go for you?
Well, it was very nice. I was at one of my daughters for Christmas, and I had a son of mine and some of his family and his wife down here from Cavan.
And did Santa come to you, Mary?
Oh, Santa came to me.
Did he? And what did he bring you? An accordion, is it?
Yes, small accordion.
A small one. Now, Mary, you're going to give us a tune tonight on the accordion, and it's called The Siege of Venice. Off you go, Mary.
Well, are you going to dance?
Are we going to dance?
From Claremorris, well, in and around Claremorris, Speakeasy, and that's one track of an album of theirs called First Things First. On that you can hear Sentimental Journey, on the, what's it called, on the Southern Bound, Smile, and the old Patsy Cline hit Crazy. On side two, How Blue, Would You Like to Learn to Sing, Me, Myself and I, and a song called, a beautiful song called Rainbow Sleeve. Okay, the band members are John Flatley, Jackie Burke and Tom Lyons. That was recorded in the Philharmonic Studios in Cross Malina County, Mayo. Okay, on with the music. I'm going to have a very special request after this, but before this, this is especially for the old members of 6GB1 who might be out there somewhere. This is Little Richard and Great Gosh Almighty. You better believe it, I've been seeking.
Great God!
Yes, indeed. Little Richard from the film Down and Out in Beverly Hills and a song called Great Gosh Almighty. Okay, I've been asked to play a request at the exact time of 23 minutes past 11 o'clock. Play a request for Kira and Kenneth, who are madly in love. Not lovely, especially on New Year's Eve. And for Sandra and John, who are crackers in love. They are totally mentally gone on each other. Okay, I've been asked to play some music by Tracy Chapman. Here's Baby Can I Hold You, especially for you, okay? And Ryan here till midnight. Can you hear all these voices behind me? And we're having a party here. And why shouldn't we? It's our last night till at least February or March. Okay. Here's Tracy Chapman. Chapman from the album of the same name and her current single, Baby Can I Hold You. Well, I've been joined in studio by Martin Payton. Hello, Martin, how are you?
Oh, Andrew, we've taken a fine time to have our first word live on air.
Well, we have indeed. At 27 minutes past 11 on our last day of broadcasting for now. I mean, this is, excuse me, this is timing up. Excuse me, this is perfection. Anyway.
Wonderful timing. But,
exactly.
Well, what I want to say is that ever since that sunny summer's evening, almost 18 months ago now, I was fiddling with the dial on the radio, and I heard a voice saying, which I have later found out to be the voice of Kevin Maxey, attuned to Independent Radio Mayo.
I think Kevin Nicholas being that man himself.
Indeed, yes, to give me his full-on retrieval. And things haven't been quite the same.
No, I have to agree with you. Nothing has ever been the same since I've joined here. I've met some fabulous people. I have met some wonderful people. And I can't thank Radio Mayo enough, okay? simple as that. Radio Mayo, I'll never be able to thank you. John Moran, I'll never be able to thank you. Trish, Cora, Dermot the Westie, I'll never be able to thank you, okay? And especially Kevin Mackey, who just mentioned there. That man trained me to be a DJ, okay? Simple as that. And, okay, didn't do such a good job, but I'm here, simple as that. Okay, man, go on, what
do you say? I disagree, I disagree. I think you did a good job. I always recall that particular evening, and my association with Independent Radio Mayo started then. It started with quizzes. I had the girls downstairs haunted every time they ran a competition. I was on the line, and I won just about everything that was going. And the Beat the Clock quiz, I won that twice. And the Jerry Delaney's True or False quiz, and I was a right pain to the girls downstairs. But I have to say this, for the girls who answered the phone down there, that for courtesy and civility, they were, you just couldn't get better than them. They were absolutely marvellous. And all the presenters that I've known, and the people that I have worked with here, Brendan Redmond on Saturday when I have presented my athletics program, and Jerry Delaney on Wednesdays when I have done the Swim for Charlestown and the Clare report. They have always been very, very courteous, kind, very easy to work with, and they have made it for me a pleasure and a privilege to be working with them. And it's sad now that it's coming to an end.
Only for now, believe me.
As I say, as I was going to say, if you imagine your life as a book, then this last chapter has been great, but now it's time to turn the page, and the next chapter will be even better.
Martin, I have to interrupt you there. If you imagine life as a book, this is only about chapter 13 of a chapter 28 book. Simple as that. There's still a long way to go. Simple as that, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. For all the people you've talked about there, for all the people I've talked about there, I'm going to play this next song for them. It's The Christians and Harvest for the World. How about that? I think that's a suitable song, do you?
Yeah, that's fine.
Harvest for the World. Martin, thank you very much for coming in and taking your time out to talk to us, okay?
Thank you
for all the people around me here. And I've never seen so many young people in my life here. Who's in here? Come on, hey. Give me your names. Jason King. Okay, this is also for you. The Christians and Harvest for the World.
Harvest for the World.
indeed Harvest for the World from the Christians on 12-inch. 26 minutes to midnight, 26 minutes to Radio Mayo's final song, okay? Well, not even 26, about 24, okay? That's about it. Anyway, as I said, that's the Christians and Harvest for the World. Right now I've got a lad named Jason here who wants to say hello to a few people. Who do you want to say hello to, Jason?
I want to say hello to all my cousins, Ken, Sheena, and Mary, and my granny, that's my most nice, and my sister, and New Year's Eve, and I want to say Happy New Year to her, and all best wishes in the coming.
Okay, and what's our next song? You wanted to hear our next song. What's it called?
Cecilia by Phil Collins.
Okay, here's Cecilia by Phil Collins. We'll be right back.
Good evening, John Moran speaking. As general manager of Independent Radio Mayo, the last 18 months have been most enjoyable for me. The running of a radio station is a complex affair and something that could not be achieved without the help, cooperation and support of an awful lot of people. Firstly, my co-management and staff. Presenters, full and part-time, you've all played your part in making the station distinctive and entertaining. Not forgetting our sales and admin staff, who kept the station operating efficiently. And, of course, our community correspondents, who kept us in touch with each and every area of the county. The success of any radio station ultimately depends on the public. Firstly, the advertisers. We thank you for your kind and generous support. And finally, you, the listeners out there. We appreciate your support, your response, and your involvement in our programming. We hope you've enjoyed our programs half as much as we've enjoyed bringing them to you. We here at Radio Mayo feel there's something special about our station. We'd like to think it had a special place in the Mayo community. And we hope to be given the opportunity to take that place permanently in a legalized radio regime. So a very special thank you to you all. A very happy and peaceful new year to you and your families. And until we meet again, Gnairi and Borhaliv Galair. We'll be right back.
Patsy from Fleetwood Mac from 1982. It wasn't a big hit, but that's just the way it is, I tell you. I'm going to say it one more time. That's the British record-buying public for you. Mind you, that since way back in 1978. Here's Chris Rea, and this is a real panic play. You're going to only hear a few minutes of it, but this is just specially for everyone who is in some way involved with Radio Mayo, who might be feeling a bit bad around now, because this is the third last song Radio Mayo is going to be playing. Simple as that. It's just called Fool If You Think It's Over, and I mean this in many a way. Only the radio, okay? Chris Rea from the album You Like Through Windows, Fool If You Think It's Over.
You got years and years. The planes are 17s. Unreal, they're only dreams. Save your crying for the day.
This is probably the last song you're going to hear, last pop song, last rock song, last any type of song that you're going to hear from Radio Mayo for just for a short while, so please stay tuned till at least midnight. Andrew Ryan signing off for Radio Mayo, and I intend to be back, just believe me, and so does every other DJ up here, from Adrian O'Hara in the morning to Karen at night. We intend to be back, simple as that. Good luck, Happy New Year, and I'll talk to you again, and so will the rest of us. Good luck. As I said, that's the last pop song you're going to ever hear from this radio station for, well, a month or so. And it's especially for the headbangers in Fallfield, Pádraig Hayes and Mark O'Connor. Mark and Pádraig, you have the last request. Just as on at Andrew Midnight. Well, it's 3 minutes to... Yeah, what can I do except go out with Auld Lang Syne? And as I said at the beginning of Chris Rea, Happy New Year. And let's just hope it's prosperous for you, okay? Here's Auld Lang Syne.
Old acquaintance be forgot, and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and the days of old lang syne? For old lang syne, my dear.
Exactly 1 minute past midnight, and guess what? We've just broke the law. Here's the national anthem.